arrived in your town.
Sparks of energy that arrived in your town.
Power. 91.3 FM. 91.3 FM. Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
President Hichilema commissioned the 100 megawatt Chisamba solar power plant. Police arrested Faith Musonda for disorderly conduct. In international news, South Africa reported new bird flu outbreak on poultry farms. In sports, Temwa Chawinga discussed which team she wants to see lift WAFCON trophy.
And now, the Power FM News.
With your weekly recap, my name is Viola Chuma. In local news on Monday, President Hakainde Hichilema said the 100-megawatt solar power plant in Chisamba district will significantly enhance economic activities in Central Province. Speaking when he commissioned the plant at Kafungulavala village yesterday, President Hichilema highlighted that small and medium-sized enterprises, which had been adversely impacted by frequent load shedding in the area, will now be able to operate more efficiently. He further directed ZESCO Limited to ensure that a substantial portion of the electricity generated from the plant be allocated to benefit residents of Chisamba, Kawe, Kapirimposhi and other parts of Central Province.
The power from here, a good portion of it should be retained here in Chisamba, here in Kawe, here in Kapirimposhi and Central Province, so that we can now make Central Province economic activity even better. A barber shop, a small barber shop owned by a youth must be able to operate. A saloon owned by a young lady, a widow, must be able to operate because they have contributed to it. That is the story. Ngumakani. That is the story. So that the people of Chisamba, Jigonkomene, Gunobu Jigonkomene, the people of Kapiri, the people of Kawe can see value in this power station which they supported.
Chisamba Member of Parliament Chushi Kasanda expressed satisfaction with the project, noting that 1,300 jobs were created during the plant's construction, with 1,000 of these opportunities going to local community members. Meanwhile, ZESCO Managing Director Justin Longo said this initiative aligns with the nation's energy goals, ensuring a reliable power supply to support social and industrial growth. He added that the Chisamba solar plant reflects President Hichilema's strategic vision for the country's development. He also revealed plans to establish additional solar power plants in various regions, including Siabonga, Kasama, Chipata and Serenje, as part of ongoing efforts to combat load shedding nationwide. In other news, the Energy Regulation Board of Zambia announced a reduction in fuel pump prices. Petrol price was reduced from 31 kwacha 36 ngwe to 28 kwacha per litre. Diesel dropped from 25 kwacha 12 ngwe to 23 kwacha 13 ngwe per litre. Kerosene fell from 24 kwacha 79 ngwe to 21 kwacha 98 ngwe per litre, while jet A1 decreased from 27 kwacha 8 ngwe to 23 kwacha 94 ngwe per litre. This price drop came despite international crude prices rising, petrol up 5.70%, diesel 6.30%, and kerosene jet A1 by 5.36%. The key factors behind the reduction are the kwacha's appreciation against the US dollar and significant declines in regional procurement premiums. ERB Chairperson James Banda said these combined effects have enabled the authority to lower domestic fuel prices, providing relief to consumers amid fluctuating global markets. In more news on Tuesday, Operation Young Vote, commended the Energy Regulation Board and the UPND government for sustaining reduced fuel pump prices for the second month, thanks to the kwacha's appreciation and increased foreign exchange supply. OYV Executive Director Gis Nyerenda said this reduction is a relief for motorists and businesses, boosting production and household purchasing power. Mr. Nyerenda has, however, expressed concern over ongoing electricity load shedding, which is severely impacting small and medium enterprises and entrepreneurs who rely on power. He criticized the government for exporting electricity amid local shortages and unfulfilled promises to end load shedding. Mr. Nyerenda warned that while lower fuel prices and a strong kwacha support economic growth, the electricity crisis could negate these benefits. He called for continued monitoring of fuel prices, transparent communication on electricity issues, and encourages businesses to capitalize on the favorable fuel prices.
Operation Young Vote would like to note and appreciate the reduction and also implore the ERB and government to do even more so that the ranges in which the fuel prices would be hovering around are those that are much more favorable to an average citizen, whereas there seems a positive outlook on the fuel and exchange rate. The opposite seems true regarding electricity vis-a-vis load shedding. It remains arguably convincing that a lot of small and medium enterprises and entrepreneurs depend more on electricity than fuel.
In Morocco news on Wednesday, police in Lusaka apprehended Faith Musonda, aged 41, a resident of Chalala, for disorderly conduct. Police Assistant Public Relations Officer Godfrey Chilabi said between 00:30 and 01 hours, Ms. Musonda, driving a Toyota Fortuner, went to the community house in the New Kasama residential area. Upon being approached by staff members, she allegedly behaved in a disruptive and disorderly manner. Police officers responded swiftly and detained her. The suspect is currently in custody at Woodlands Police Station.
Police officers swiftly apprehended the suspect, who is currently detained in police custody. She will be charged with the offence of idle and disorderly conduct, contrary to Section 178F, Chapter 87 of the Penal Code of the Laws of Zambia, and is expected to appear in court soon.
Meanwhile, police in Dola foiled an attempted theft of zinc oxide worth over $45,500. Seven suspects, four Chinese and three Zambians, were caught red-handed trying to hijack the precious cargo. The high-value zinc